That's what's up. Thank you, Sherry, for speaking with those words. Next up on the stage, I'm proud to bring up a cat by the name of Manu Aang. See him around here? He's a father, he's a writer, an author, involved in the community, so you always see him around here. But he's going to talk a little bit about Black self-sufficiency and what that looks like. Give it up, Manu Aang.
All right. What's up, y'all? Occupy the hood. Occupy the hood. That's what I'm talking about, honestly, because that's all I see around me. So I can only deal with what's in front of me. I'm a voice for our community, Black community. I have a book I've written called Ujamaa. Say Ujamaa. Village. Ujamaa. Village. Ujamaa is cooperative economics in Swahili. It also means family. It's about building and developing modern-day Black towns that are based on ecological design principles, sustainability, and green technology. This is the first sustainable vision being offered to the Black community on how we can change the ghetto into sustainable human habitats. How about that? Who's for that? Can we get some of that green money too? You feel me? So it's more than solar panels. It's more than windmills. It's more than fair trade. It's more than biodiesel fuel. It's more than socially responsible investing. It's about cultural restoration as well. And what I would like to present to our community, the African-American community, and I want to encourage other communities of color to look at developing sustainable communities all across the country. Do you hear me? All across the country, sustainable human habitats. That's worth a hand clap. Okay. See, when you respond, it lets me know I feel that. You know what I'm talking about? Call and response as far as I, from African history. Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? That's what I'm talking about. You with me? Okay? So I'm just asking for your support. I'm out here doing this. You know, little books is $5. It's a coloring book for children and parents. And it's explaining sustainability, ecology, and green technology. And I'm just trying to put an emphasis on our community because this is where I'm at. So please, you know, forgive me if I'm stepping on your toes, but I'm sorry. My mama taught me everything I know. Anyway, that's all I would like to say once again. Ujamaa Village. Ujamaa Village is at Facebook. Gotta say that. And check me out. It's about building and developing sustainable human habitats for the Black community. You're asking what people are doing? I'm doing this. This is a vision. Help me build it. Thank you.
Well, brothers and sisters and comrades, I think we should think very seriously about what's happened here today. And of course, we've had great music, we've had some inspiring speakers, but we really have to reflect on what's happened. And for those of you who have just arrived here in the last hour, you should realize that halfway down 14th Street that way, halfway up 14th Street that way, Broadway, all blocked this way and that, it was packed solid with people. I understand that the news is saying that this is the largest demonstration that Oakland has seen since the days of the Vietnam War. I have to tell you, you know, I was up, I had about 2 hours sleep last night working on all of this, and it's just been an absolute inspiration for me to see what's happened. But, and it's not just how many people were here, but who was here. We had retirees like myself. We had people who were sleeping in tents. year-round. We had the unemployed. We had employed. We had young people who I would guess it's the first time they've been at a political demonstration like this before. And that, for me, and for the other older people, is the most inspirational part of all. And then you had those many thousands and tens of thousands of people, and especially those youth, who marched down to the docks, and they shut down a multi-billion dollar industry. And those people, and again, especially for the youth, I think hopefully it gave them a little sense of the massive power that they have in their hands and also what they can do with it. But you know, with power comes responsibility. And that responsibility is to use that power to fight for a changed world. Now, you know, I was in the March on Washington back in the 1960s. And I can stand up here and talk about I was in something, a historical event. And every single one of us is here today. And 50 years from now, at least those of you who will be here in 50 years, you'll be able to say, I was at the open general strike of 2011. The first general strike in the United States since 1946, when Oakland had the last general strike in this country. I was there at that historic moment. And we have to, if we're going to move forward with this movement, then it's absolutely clear today from who came out here that this is not just like a one-day wonder. This is the beginning of a mass movement. And back in the 1960s, there was a huge difference between that movement and what we face today. The huge difference was that most workers at that time, they could expect to have a decent job every year. Their lives would be a little bit better than it was the year before. Most, but not all. And now, the big bulk of the working class, that's something totally different. And so whereas back then, many, many millions of workers didn't get involved, now they're forced to get involved. And one mistake that we made back then was that we didn't build a movement that was completely independent of corporate America, including their two political parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. And we must not repeat that mistake again today. So, what brings me out here today, and what I see here today, basically what brings me out here more than anything else is my five grandchildren. And the direction that the world's moving in today, I want to be able to tell them that I didn't just sit passively by and watch the whole world, as we used to say, go to hell in a handbasket. And that's something that's up to all of us, that we must think and organize and struggle and sacrifice. And as we do that, we will become bigger people. And we have to learn from those past mistakes. And on that basis, we can fight, we can transform the entire world, and we can bring into reality what's on that sign that I never thought I would see stretched across 14th Street, occupy everything, general strike, and death to capitalism for a world that's run by the working class majority, for the working class majority, that produces what we need, based on what we need, and not just for the profit of that tiny 1% minority. So I thank you all, and I want to add that I think that one thing that can come out of this movement, we should build 1% clubs, 99% clubs. We should have them in West Oakland. We should have them in the Lakeview District. We should have them in Funktown, which is where I live. We should have them in the Fruitvale. 99% clubs that struggle out in the streets, that are independent, that fight for working class people. That can be the beginning of an organization that can carry this movement forward. It's just barely beginning today. In conclusion, I urge you all to stick around. Some of the marchers are coming back from the ports, and I'm sure they'll give you a very inspiring message of what they accomplished down there. That's just a tiny portion of what we're going to accomplish in the future.
Stand up for your right.
Hey, hey.
Get up, stand up.
No play.
Stand up for your right.
Feel free to dance, y'all.
Get up, stand up.
We own the streets.
Stand up.
We can dance
your
here.
Right.
The Occupy movement has been a fabulous way to raise people's consciousness and get people aware of what's going down in this country and how we need to fight back and how we don't need somebody to tell us what to do. We don't need no politicians. We don't need some Democrat or somebody from Move On coming and telling us how to organize. We organize ourselves. And that's what we've been doing. We need to keep doing that. We have the power. All we have to do is wake up and take it into our hands. And we can shut this city down. We can shut this country down. It will take time. It will take organizing. It will take struggle. Okay? But that's where we need to head if we want to make real change and we want it to last. So thank you all for listening. Keep the struggle up, keep on occupying, and let's try to move this in the direction of something that will make real change. We've been building our own communities, our own alternative way of relating to each other in the Occupy encampments. That's a good step toward overcoming our alienation from one another. That's what capitalism wants. They want us to stay in our own little houses and be afraid of people who look different from us, be afraid of people who don't have the same necessarily beliefs as us. We're going to overcome that. We're going to work together. We've been learning how to do that, and we are going to keep going in that direction. But this is not going to last if it doesn't move beyond a bunch of people in tents in public parks and start being a bunch of people in factories, offices, universities, schools, sitting down in their workplaces saying nothing gets done until the change we want happens. Okay? Thank y'all.
Thank you. Yes, wake up. I think we're awake. What do you think? Give it up if you're fucking awake! Hell yeah! I've been waiting for this moment my whole life. We are awake. Fucking thank God it's about time. What do you want to say?
I would first like to thank everybody for the opportunity and this beautiful young woman who has given me the mic. I am here by myself. I don't know how many of you are here that are part of this community, but immigrants are staying in behind. Students are falling behind because immigration targets the universities, the jobs, the economical downfall would actually rise above the cost because of immigrants who would work and stand, deliver. Standing and deliver, for we are all standing for the freedom that we are fighting for. Equal opportunities, no more bankruptcies. We are here because foreclosing homes, our immigrant communities are staying in their houses, being afraid. They are afraid. And I'm not. I'm done. I am like Bennett. Fed up with being excluded. Fed up with being excluded. Why? Because we are the minority of people, but we are the majority of the ones that are being suppressed. And that is the truth. And I am not going to sit here and lie. I am telling you the truth. Open your eyes to what is really real and open your heart. I am humbly coming to you, begging you for help. And I tried to talk to a newscaster. They shut me down because my topic is not relevant. My topic is not relevant to what we are talking about in the economical downfall. Do I not have anything to say when I need a better job? I need to go to school. Wait, I can't get financial aid. I can't get Section 8. I can't get food stamps. I can't get a loan. I can't get a house. I can't get an ID. I can't get a drink. I can't get a license. And I cannot get a voice to be heard through a newscaster. Because they don't tell the truth. Only the Latin American communities and our immigrant communities actually talk about what's relevant in our cause. But nobody else does. They don't want to talk about us. Where are they? Where are we? Where are we? I thank God we are all here for a peaceful environment. We are not fighting. We're not having problems with the police. But first of all, thank Mayor Jean Kwan. Jean Kwan is letting us do this. If it wasn't for her, this shit would be shut down by police. We'd be having police brutality again. But she is letting us. She is letting us come to the boards and actually voicing our opinions. I thank Jean Kwan at least for that. At least for letting us. Maybe she's just following her own intuition, okay? We are just here to say what is really true. And our economical downfall is going even worse, downgrade. There's earthquakes daily. And all we need is to stand together, to equally be open-minded to what the next person is going through. If you're not going through it, that's you. But we as a community are. We're going down, 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 every day. But our Latin, our communities, our immigrant, they're not rising. Everybody else is rising, but we're not. Do you guys know that? That's the thing. Do you guys know what of an impact you guys would do if you guys would support our ideas? Why is my people, our immigrant people, not here? Thank you. But why are we not here? Let's fight for the same cause. We are all here together, brothers and sisters. Thank you. Thank you for hearing me out. Thank you very much.
I just want to say I agree with everything and have sympathy for everything that she said, except for the Mayor Jean Kwan statement. She doesn't have a choice about this. We have a choice about this.
That's right.
Jean Kwan has nothing to say about this. We have everything to say about this.
She shot at us.
Hey, maybe she did shot at us, but she kind of retracted us. She must have retracted or something because they're actually allowing us to be here today. So whether it happened once, let's not use that against her. Let's use that to make this better.
Try to kill
us. Wait a
minute.
Yeah. She definitely did,
yeah. Well, excuse me, but Jean Kwan sent 600 riot-clad police against the
What'd they do for you? I'm for Philly Liberation right now.
What's that? Sorry, what's your question?
What'd they do to you?
I got beat up when I got arrested on 8th and Washington, as well as when I got to Santa Rita Jail later on in the evening. I got jumped by 4 correctional officers. They sprained my wrist. I have nerve damage. They beat me up everywhere. They stood on my face. They humiliated me. Put my arms in the toilet.
So even after they got you off the street?
Yeah, they did.
Well, that's the truth. Shut it down. Label black and brown.
All right, my name's Travis, and I'm talking about shutting stuff down. Let's shut the Pentagon down. Yeah, they're talking about oppressing black and brown people here at home. Well, that's what they're doing all around the world. And that's what we're paying for with our tax dollars. The Pentagon's budget accounts for over half of the federal government's budget. And we're just wasting on weapons, and all these candidates are up there talking about cutting here and cutting there, but none of them will talk about cutting the part that matters, where we're around the world oppressing people, where we're in wars that have never been approved by Congress, that are unconstitutional. We're wasting money. We're printing money from the Federal Reserve that's really borrowed against its tax dollars that now we owe back, but we never said, oh, well, I'll pay for this war. No, they're doing it against our will. They're taking our money against our will. It's our debt and our future. They're devaluing the money into our pockets. It's not because stuff is costing more. It's because our money is worth less. It's because they're making more and more of it. It's happened over and over in history. Well, it's time that we demand that we bring our troops home, and it's time that we demand that we return the Federal Reserve to the Congress. The president doesn't have that many jobs in the Constitution, but one of them is commander-in-chief. He can order the troops home without approval of the Congress. And one job from the Congress of not that many is they have the power to coin and regulate the value thereof of money. The Federal Reserve does not. They gave that away in 1916 to a group of private international banksters that are now owning the money of our whole government, and every dollar in our pocket actually belongs to them and is owed back with interest. This country's being deflated, and they're the ones with their fingers in the pool. It's no mistake that Obama bailed out the banks when the biggest supporters of his campaign were the bankers on Wall Street. And guess what? They got their payback.
Yes, thank you. Let's not give it up for the Illuminati. Let's not give it up for the Federal Reserve. And let's not give it up for the illusion that we don't even fucking have to live by anymore. Fuck that shit. I'm so sorry. There's one thing I need to say before I give the mic to this wonderful gentleman right here. We have a couple spots still down there that we need more people at. We need bodies down that way. Walk this way. So, yeah, if anybody wants to walk that way, be a body at a port down there. We can keep this whole thing shut down.
Hey, I'm going to give everybody a quick history lesson. I might look black, but I'm 90% proud Creek Native American. Let me tell you about the 1%. The 1% came on the Mayflower. They put my proud people on reservation. We became the original 99%. Guess what? Everybody here, you're on the reservation. Like it or not, we're starving, hungry, homeless. That has to change. The change takes place right now. I was born and raised in Oakland by two proud Creek parents that are gone to the great creator now. But I'm just going to tell you, this cannot end tonight. This has to stay tight. The tighter we get, the stronger we get. Because we are the 99%. Thank you.
Yes, and I have someone that wanted to read a court case. Is that person still here? It was someone with a video camera with a bright light. Bright light. Who's a bright light? Yes, that's right, we all are.
Hey, join us. Let's go, Vegas. Join us.
Our port.
Whose port?
Our port.
Whose port?
Our port.
Whose
our fort.
Bruce Park,
our fort.
Bruce Park,
our fort.
Bruce Park,
our fort.
Bruce Park,
our fort.
I have just spoken with the elected president of the Longshore Union.
I have just spoken with the elected president of the Longshore Union.
He confirmed that the workers have gone back home and will not be working tonight. He will offer his thanks to everyone for being here tonight and having a successful action.
I'm sure he will offer his thanks to everyone for being here tonight and offering a successful action.
Some have requested my identification, which I will get for you in case there's any concern about who I am.
Wonderful! Wonderful! Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Mic check!
Is there anyone here?
Is there anyone here?
Who is confident?
Who is confident?
That they can confirm?
That they can confirm?
The information?
The information?
That we just heard?
That we just heard?
The information?
The information?
That we just heard?
That we just heard?
Is that this man?
Is that this man?
Whose name is Craig?
Whose name is Craig?
Said that he spoke?
Said that he spoke?
With the ILW?
With the ILW?
President?
President?
The ILWU.
The ILWU.
President.
President.
Here's the ID.
He's the real deal. He's the real deal.
Thank you.
Yeah. 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 He's the real deal.
He's got the ID.
He's the real deal.
That's the real deal.
Mic check.
Yeah.
He's the real deal.
He's the real deal.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
I'm just looking. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm looking for
him. Yo, mic check!
Mic check!
I was just on the other side down here.
I was just on the other side down here.
And they were saying that workers would come to the APL gate around 3 in the morning.
And they were saying that workers would come to the APL gate around 3 in the morning.
That's just what I heard.
That's just what I heard.
Another fucking rumor.
That's what I said. That's the day after the day is right.
Bruce Park,
our port.
Bruce Park,
our port.
Bruce Park,
our port.
Okay, who else wants to talk?
Stand up, Oakley.